AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Officials and media reports say Hamas has released the first batch of hostages under a ceasefire deal that began Friday, including 13 Israelis. The hostages have been held in the Gaza Strip since the militant group staged a raid on Israel nearly 7 weeks ago. The AP's Karen Shamas reports ambulances have arrived at a military airbase in southern Israel in anticipation of the arrival of the hostages.
Israeli officials have said once the released hostages arrive at the Hatzairim military airbase, they'll be transported to 5 different hospitals across the country for medical treatment. Hamas has pledged to free at least 50 of the approximately 240 hostages taken in the deadly October 7th attack on Israel. In turn, Israel is to free 3 Palestinian prisoners for each released hostage. The releases are to take place in stages over the next 4 days. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ireland's Prime Minister is condemning anti-war protesters who rampaged through central Dublin after 3 young children were stabbed, saying the rioters simply wanted to cause chaos, not protect the country's way of life. Police arrested 34 people overnight after up to 500 people looted shops, set fire to vehicles, and threw rocks at crowd control officers equipped with helmets and shields. It's Black Friday, and retailers want you spending money. They have stepped up discounts and other enticements, trying to bring in shoppers holding out for the best deals. This woman in Commerce, California, says she came out to the mall Thanksgiving evening to hunt for bargains.
60% off, 70% off, up to 50% off, just take it where you can.
Consumers are coming under pressure as their savings dwindle and their credit card debt grows. This is AP News. Trading has resumed on Wall Street after the Thanksgiving holiday.
I'm Ken Sweet, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks are opening little changed on Wall Street as trading resumes after the Thanksgiving holiday. The S&P 500 was down less than 0.1%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.2%, and the Dow was marginally higher. Markets will close early today at 1 p.m. Eastern. Investors are watching for signs on how U.S. retailers are doing as Black Friday starts the holiday shopping season. There have been concerns that consumer spending may slow under pressure from dwindling savings, rising credit card debt, and inflation. The latest quarterly results from retailers from Walmart to Best Buy to Saks Fifth Avenue suggest a weakening of consumer appetites. Shares were mixed in Europe and Asia. World oil prices fell. Ken Sweet, New York.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.